In this week's Nutrition and Life episode, I speak with Dr. Angela Tran from MedFit Medical Weight Loss. Angela and I spoke about how weight loss drugs are only ever step number one and why and how we still need to focus on lifestyle changes. I'm excited for you to listen to my conversation with Dr. Tran. And please, if you enjoy the show, subscribe and give us a rating or take a screenshot and share the episode on your social media. Thank you so much. And now, without further ado, on to my conversation with Dr. Tran. Hello and welcome back to the Nutrition and Life podcast. My name is Lisa, I'm your host, and today I have the absolute pleasure of speaking with Dr. Angela Tran from MedFit Medical Weight Loss. Welcome to the show, Angela.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
I'm excited to talk to you, and I think we have some very important topics to cover when it comes to all things weight loss, drugs, etc. But before we get into that, I would just love to hear who you are, how you got to where you are today in terms of your profession, but also just personally, what made you passionate about what you do?
Yeah, so I am a medical weight loss doctor. I've been practicing since 2012, one of the early ones to specialize in this, but I help women in their 40s and 50s finally break free from yo-yo dieting, utilizing actual medical means to really understand their mechanics, their metabolism. As you know, we deal with hormones, marriage, kids, things like that, but to create a more scientifically predictable way to finally become healthy without chasing all of the restrictive diets that are out there.
That's a wonderful way to describe it. And yes, I can, or I know, because that is part of what my why as well. I know that it is so rewarding when we can finally breakthrough and stop that cycle and get people to sustain, to keep that weight off, essentially. So, let's go right into it. What is the buzz that we're currently experiencing? You said you have been working with medical weight loss drugs for over 10 years, but the buzz that we're currently experiencing when it comes to weight loss drugs, what is it all about? Maybe you can give us a little bit of an overview of the current medications that are out there, what each one of those does, and so on.
Sure. Yeah. So I just want to let the audience know that I'm, not necessarily the traditional doctor. I think a lot of patients are surprised to speak with me because I often tell them, look, I'm in my mid to late 40s. You know, I have had, you know, my daughter who is almost 10 years old, but I gained 40 pounds with her. I dealt with gestational diabetes, a thyroid problem. And fast forward today, I am getting ready for menopause. So, I think that women can really resonate because they're scratching their heads saying, gosh, what am I doing wrong? And that is, fast forward to today, the beauty of what has advanced in the medical weight loss industry. So number one, this sounds pretty funny when I say it out loud, but I often tell women it's not their fault. And so one of the first things that I talk about is that, let's look at the mechanics, or what I say, look under the hood. So we need to do blood work. We need to identify, yes, do you have, you know, a metabolic disorder such as a thyroid problem? You know, we're going to talk about insulin resistance in a moment, which is really one of the top rooted causes for both men and women who have literally struggled, seem like they haven't changed their diet and exercise, but gain, you know, weight month after month, year after year. So as you guys know, I call them TikTok famous. There are new kids on the block. Out of all of the years, believe it or not, there have been FDA-approved medications for 20-plus years, but these newer ones, aka, as you're familiar, Ozempic is one of the first one to come out. It legitimately treats metabolic conditions designed to treat a couple of different very important diseases. Number one, obesity. Please understand, obesity is recognized as an actual medical disease that is encompassed by so many other things. And then, of course, technically, yes, it is actually approved to treat type 2 diabetes. So, you know, these medications suppress your appetite, they improve your metabolism. I hate to say it, I tell, you know, as you guys know, Ozempic is sort of has its like reputation. And I have to remind the audience Ozempic is not the bad guy. And while yes, there are everybody that is on it, including celebrities, but please know that it is not the skinny drug. It is a life-saving. I don't think we have that enough conversation because the ones who truly lose weight, unfortunately, are feeling ashamed that they're on it because of the judgment around it. So I'm here to say, hey, guess what? In the hands of the right people, aka medical weight loss specialists, who can actually teach you to utilize it for good, I'm telling you, my life as a doctor has been so much more enjoyable because I literally can close my eyes and help patients lose over 50 or over 100 pounds these days.
Well, thank you for providing a little bit of an overview for us. And I think you're completely right. I have to also put my hand up first when those drugs came out and became more popular and so on. My first visceral instinct was like, oh, it's an easy way out. It's like having your stomach tucked or whatever. People are always looking for the simple solution, but the more I learn about it, the more I try to empathize with it as with the people as well. The more I truly believe that, as you said, in the right hands, and particularly, which is what we're going to also talk about, which is what I love about your approaches, in combination with the right lifestyle and mindset and other changes, that it can really be life-saving. It should, I still think it should never be the quote-unquote easy way out of just thinking, well, I can continue eating however I want. I'm not going to care. I'm just going to spend that money on this drug and eat whatever. And the rest is that is not what it should be, in my opinion. And that's not where the purpose is, not how you're using or teaching it. And I think that that is wonderful. You mentioned a really, really important part, and that was the appetite suppressing aspect. And I think we in the research community and in general are coming to the not necessarily the conclusion, but the awareness how much of a role that truly plays. Because yes, hunger, while there are other reasons why we eat, emotional reasons or social reasons, etc., still hunger, or at least the not maybe necessarily a physical hunger, but like the desire to eat, is a huge reason why we eat. So what I have heard from people that have been on various weight loss drugs, it's always like, when I'm on this, it's like the noise is dimmed. It's like I can't no longer hear the food constantly saying, eat me, eat me, eat me, eat me. It's just like, okay, eat me, and then a break. And then eat me, and then a break. So it's much more natural, regulated hunger signals. Is that what you see in your patients as well?
Yes, absolutely. And again, physiologically, these medications, affect receptors that are located in your gut and your brain to really work cohesively to help patients, what I describe, feel normal. That's actually what a healthy person feels. They don't have that food noise. And I'm here to say that food noise is a chemical signal distortion. And like you said, both emotions, hormones, chemicals, environment, stress, you name it. And it's so fun that we met, and because you are an expert in nutrition, there that is always going to be the answer to long-term success. We always want to emphasize that this, weight challenge has multiple aspects. And you mentioned that sometimes people think taking a medication is cheating, and definitely not. And I'm here to tell you, it's not easy taking this medication. And guess what? If you don't do it correctly, you still can gain the weight back without, again, properly fueling your body, exercising, and making those lifestyle changes so that eventually you are not dependent on the medication. I always equate it to training wheels on a bicycle. The medication can help you, but you ultimately need to learn how to ride the bike, and the training wheels will need to come off. So, but it's just fun because we actually are incorporating science, but into the art of what it truly means to have a healthy lifestyle for sure.
Yeah, that's a wonderful description. I like that metaphor there with the bike. And I think it's great because I believe you have some sort of like membership, or I think you call it RX protocol, a membership where board certified obesity medicals assist your patients in long-term success with exactly also those lifestyle habits. But maybe you can, before explaining what the membership is about, maybe you can also tell us what goes quote unquote wrong when people gain all the weight back, because I do believe sometimes they think, just like with any diet, they go on this drug and then once they stop it, I'm just going to go back to my previous habits, and then whoosh, you have the weight back, or maybe even some more on top of that.
Yeah, so I mean, the reality is, and I understand the access to these medications are actually quite easy. That can be obviously a problem. Where we really identified the gap in the market is, again, anybody can get you the car, but if you don't know how to drive it, you can actually not only, not be successful, but can actually cause damage long term. I know that the audience is very understanding that these medications are complex. So it's not like just some supplement that you take over the counter. This actually does require someone who actually does know what they're doing and has experience with it. So we provide the actual excellent customer care behind it because, again, well, first of all, it's in the form of an injection. Getting even guidance to properly administer at home, knowing the doses, managing the side effects. Again, these are not easy to tolerate. These medications, the weight loss injections, tend to have what I call a stomach-related side effect profile. So you're looking at nausea, stomach upset, bowel issues. And again, I find that you hear all of these stories on the internet. Of those who end up dangerously having complications. And then we ask, well, who was monitoring them? And this, I feel like this has finally been my stage because, again, I've been waiting for this to just provide, my experience beyond just what I get from a book to really help patients understand themselves a little bit better. And I tell you, that's half the battle. And then they feel, much more confident about the process.
Yeah, that's a great way of framing it, and I do think because it is so widespread and so easily available, almost in many places anyway, people almost treat it like a supplement. Like, oh, I'm gonna try that for a little bit, and that's where the danger comes in. So I'm so grateful for professionals like yourself, like the RX Protocol community, where you really provide that supervision and saying like, no, we still, this is, if it's in the wrong hands or in the wrong quantities, the wrong dosages, you can really do some damage there. So aside from, or with, when you are on the right dosage, I assume that the nausea is reasonably manageable. Are there other side effects that people are dealing with?
Very good question. But be honest with you, there are a variety of responses. Obviously you have the first group who say, it's great, I have zero side effects, I'm fine. And then of course you have the middle group of people who feel it, they experience it, it's often short-lived, and then they can manage it. Every now and then you have those who are really sensitive to the nausea, may need additional medical help. Absolutely. Another side effect that people actually don't recognize that we talk a lot about, and I thank you for giving me this platform, it is the change of your life when you actually lose weight. And so hear me out. You can't hide when you are on a weight loss injection. So all of a sudden, you believe it or not, we're sort of just kind of in hiding, just modest, and you're at a current weight and nobody ever really, said anything. And then all of a sudden, boom, it looked like overnight that you lost 20 to 30 pounds. Now, the initial side effects are fun, right? You look great. What did you do? I can't believe that you look so fabulous. And while that's all fun, there's pressure around that. Again, did you do Ozempic? Or what was your secret? I tell you, there is so much more of a layer that hardly anybody is talking about on social media, internet. That's where I really come in, because there is such a mindset, even self-image shift. And if you are not careful, it can really take a toll on one's mental health. And it sounds kind of funny, because you would think, success is like, I'm skinny now and I get to do whatever I want. No, there is this element of pressure, changes in your family, your relationships, food, everything about it. And then all of a sudden, it's so overwhelming. And if you're not careful, that's actually what can drive you to gain the weight back.
That is so interesting. And honestly, for me, it brings up the comparison of someone who, and this is maybe not a correct comparison, but someone who rises to fame quickly or someone who wins the lottery. So often we hear and see that because of the speed of the success, the habits are not catching up at the same rate. And more importantly, which is what I believe you're mentioning, is the identity shift, the how you view yourself. And I have heard from various other people who have over longer amounts of time kept weight off. A famous actor named Ethan Suplee, he used to weigh, I think, over 500 pounds, and now he's, 200 or something like that. And every day that he steps into the gym, he says, "I killed my clone today." So, like, literally sh saying that he has had to change identity completely to no longer be, "Oh, I'm that big bone person. Oh, I'm the person who shops at, triple XL. I'm the person who eats for three," or whatever, or who binge drinks every single week. That really, I can imagine, is the big challenge. So yeah, I would love to hear what your guidance also is in, for instance, in that group, but just in general, a recommendation for people that are on these drugs, like how can they make sure that eventually their identity, their mindset, their beliefs do catch up with that new person that they have created?
Yes. Well, first of all, I always tell patients, this is actually chapter two. Hey, guess what? Chapter one, losing weight and getting to your goal, is actually just chapter one. It actually doesn't mean that you're finished. I think people have like a misconception of like, yeah, I made it to my weight goal and then I'm done and I don't have to deal with this ever again. No, that's actually just chapter one. Chapter two is really where we dig into, like you said, self-identity. Who am I now? And it is quite the process. It is, not overnight, clearly, but it is reestablishing what you believe about yourself, how you see yourself, the confidence changes that you're recognizing, not even just the physical, being in different clothes or whatnot, but you actually see the world differently, believe it or not. And it doesn't even quite, come to your awareness until you change, such a physical process. So we really work, dig and, deeply into just the core of who you are. But then we really start to look at your relationships, both from partner, spouse, family, parents, friends. And that is tough, for sure. There are challenges around that, that we have to handhold through, believe it or not.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so grateful that you're providing these psychological services or guidances as well, because truly our environment, and that includes the people that we're with, can make or break that success. And in my opinion, I have seen it numerous times where If you have the right communication with the people around you, sometimes they turn out to be really loving and supportive and like, hey, that's awesome. Or even they jump on board and they're like, yeah, I think that's great that you're focusing on your health. Or other times, especially in relationships, I have seen that oftentimes if one person starts to change and the other is not quite there yet mentally or for whatever reason, they almost try to pull them back down to make maybe to make them feel better, themselves feel better, or for like just automatically, I don't know, but it is really, really hard because I mean, losing weight, keeping it off is hard in and of itself. But if you feel like you have to tread against the water, against everyone else, everyone around you is doing things differently, is tempting you, is bringing you home your most favorite treats, is oh, come on, let's do it. You used to be fun, now you're not anymore. Like, what's happening with you? That is tough. So I truly, truly appreciate that you're addressing that so much and you said holding hands with the people, and that's a wonderful description.
Yes. And again, I know that everybody was anxious for us to talk about the medications and how does it work and all the science behind it. And I love it. I know it inside and out, but the reality is this is still a small picture to this whole weight loss journey. So I really wanted just to reiterate, the most important thing is to do it with the right provider who can guide you again, just from a medical level, in the first place. And then again, the proper diet, an exercise plan. But then we really extend that journey into, okay, how do you allow yourself to grow, but in a positive way without having to have this grieving process that we sort of tend to go through when we, go take ourselves to the next level. But there are some that come with us, and there are some, that we have to let go, and it's the beauty of life's journey.
That's wonderfully put. And I want to get a little bit into, you mentioned the exercise and nutrition component. And correct me if I'm wrong, but from my read of the literature, we do know that if people, while they're on these drugs, if they consume a diet higher in protein, and if they do exercise, particularly resistance train, that more of the weight that they lose comes from fat and not as much from lean body mass as if someone is literally just sedentary or eats whatever. Is that correct?
Yeah, so yeah, you're absolutely right. Like I said, probably the most common question that I get asked is, Dr. Tran, once I'm on the medication, do I have to be on it forever? And again, that's where I'll be honest with you, it's actually really important for one to work with someone professionally. Yes, you can, figure out how to eat the right carbs, fats, and proteins on your own, and you can find a gym that you belong to. But the reality is, when you bring these medications into the mix, typically, patients who are on medications need to lose, a significant amount of weight. There is such a very scientific formula on how to eat properly. It's not the simplicity of just how many calories you eat. So you are correct in that you do need to preserve that muscle, keep that body fat percent down, so that eventually you are able to transition off the medication, but still have the right habits in place to manage what we call your new body composition.
Yeah, that's a great point. And do you find that many of the people that come to you that start on these drugs, are they resistant towards an exercise program, or does it make sense to them, like, okay, yes, I do understand that I need to address these other habits as well?
Very good question. And I can appreciate a lot of patients who come to me again really have sort of a love-hate relationship with exercise, but only the simplicity of whether because it hurts or they just don't have enough energy or motivation, or again, just a lack of knowledge, or even just made fun of and, just don't feel comfortable in the gym. But here's the beauty. I always tell patients, weight loss is in phases. And so when you address the mechanics first, again, the medical piece, then we go on to nutrition. So we really just focus on that. I almost just tell patients, if you just enjoy walking, just walk. And it's funny is that once they do hit like their first milestone, whether it is the first 10 pounds or 20 pounds off, it's this natural progression and like, wow, it actually feels good to move. And then, we live here in Colorado, so the beauty is that we've got, the outdoors, and then people start to actually almost sort of reignite their love for like, oh, okay, well, maybe I am gonna, spend time with my family who wants to hike today. And so there's just sort of like a newfound love. And then maybe just like a misconception of what exercise really means. I always say exercise is never an obligation. So it is a form of movement for your body, but let's get your body to where it feels good to move. And then it becomes easier to be consistent rather than in order, so to speak.
Right. Yeah. And that makes a lot of sense if we're really also talking about, severely or rather obese people. I can absolutely appreciate how much of a hurdle it simply is stepping in the gym and, you're confused with the machines or you don't want to partake in the exercise class because it's just uncomfortable. And so once you've dropped the first 30, 50 pounds, you feel a lot more confident. But I'm a huge fan of walking. I think there are so much wonderful research, even just for blood sugar regulation. You mentioned insulin resistance, et cetera, earlier. So for blood sugar regulation, for blood pressure, for even just getting outside, it's wonderful. So I'm a really big fan of that. I do have a little bit of a, again, medical question more in regards to Ozempic or all these other different names. Are there really any differences between them where we would say, like, this is better for that kind of person, this is better for this kind of person, or do they roughly? I know this is probably a very difficult question to answer so broadly, but maybe you can just provide a brief overview of any differences, if there are any.
Among the weight loss injections, and in fact, I'm so glad that you brought that up. I often say, please know that not everybody should be on it, plain and simple. I think it's so mass access out there, and if someone has a weight problem, they're automatically drawn to these injections just because everybody else is doing it. So I have several who should, and then I have several who shouldn't. So the top people who I strongly recommend considering it. Number one, if you have a significant weight problem, typically those who need to lose over 50 pounds or more have a higher percent odds of having a metabolic condition associated with that weight. Plain and simple. Again, I personally lost 40 pounds, so I know the gravity of just the extent of, what it feels like to even, attempt to start losing the first pound of 50. So, that for sure. Number two, you mentioned the insulin resistance. That's where me as a medical specialist can identify both clinically through your medical history, questioning families, genetics, things like that, and blood work. There are certain, both men and women, who have what we call endocrine disorders that can, sort of be part of the insulin resistance category, such as even pre-diabetes. That just basically means that you may not have diabetes yet, but insulin resistance just means that your insulin doesn't work as well anymore. So rather than turning that sugar into energy, it actually turns it into storage instead. Another disorder is polycystic ovarian syndrome or PCOS. Oh my goodness. All of my women out there are raising their hands right now because they exactly know what I'm talking about. They can literally, not eat anything and still gain 5 pounds. That's what PCOS does to you with your weight. But hey, guess what? PCOS puts you at risk for insulin resistance. And even those who have thyroid disorders or what we call metabolic syndrome, where you have, high cholesterol or low muscle mass, you are overweight. And then again, if you've, suffered from, the genetics, all of your family suffer from weight issues. Absolutely. You're missing out. I just hate to see those who are pulling teeth just to lose weight when a medication can treat that. And then third piece, I believe it or not, run into many patients who unfortunately have gone through weight loss surgery and have gained the weight back. And most of the time, what happens is that, with surgery, same scenario. You still have to work on the diet and exercise and the mindset. Surgery plays an absolute role for sure, but a scalpel can only do so much. So, but those are the top three categories, hands down. Call your doctor right away or, contact me. But let's go to the other category. Who should not even think about, trying these medications? Number one, if you're looking for a quick fix, and I hate to say it, these medications are so complex, and I get it. 10 pounds can be still really heavy on your body and things like that. But if you are thinking about needing to, lose weight for an upcoming wedding, of a family or a family reunion. I apologize about that. And then, just for a beach vacation. Again, these medications are so complex, you don't want to even want to mess with, these medications. Another group of people is, again, if you just want to take a medication and just don't want to put in the effort of changing your diet and exercise, unfortunately, you are going to be stuck in this cycle of like, oh my goodness, I'm going to be on this medication forever. It's going to take a toll on your body, and you just have to be careful because you actually can cause worsening metabolism if you don't do it correctly, kind of thing. And the third piece of the puzzle is that if you just are healthy otherwise, just having, weight challenges, but you never really have done anything formal, such as like just a proper diet and exercise program. We have so much access to so many different resources, finding a nutritionist, again, going to, the fitness studio in the neighborhood. If you haven't even explored, I always tell patients there are a million ways to lose weight. There's never one way. And if you talk to someone who says there's only one way, then step away. And so you just want to give yourself the opportunity. I had weight trouble after my pregnancy, but this was, back in 2014, so I didn't even have access, to the medications, and I probably might have considered it because I did have gestational diabetes. However, I still needed to explore the proper nutrition and exercise plan first. And you don't just jump into a medication and just, make the pain go away, so to speak. So even though I prescribe these medications every single day, I personally lost the 40 pounds, without medication, but a very scientific process to get there. So those are things to consider. And then finally, again, because of the stomach-related side effect issues, those who have a sensitive stomach or maybe have an actual extensive disorder of some sort, you need to take it with caution. There's a lot of things around that. So those are some good categories of who should and who should not be on that medication.
Well, thank you for laying that out so very clearly. And I have a question because I keep also hearing in a little of these drugs in a little bit of a different area, and that is more in the health and longevity space of people that are actually already pretty fit. They work out, they eat well, and they're talking about quote unquote microdosing of these GLP-1 drugs, etc. I don't know a lot about it. I will be honest. I don't know why they are going on it or why they're advocating for it. But what is your opinion on this? Is that something that people should be thinking about? Is that something where you would be like, nope, micro, like if there is no real quote unquote reason for it, if you're fit, there is no reason for longevity to be considering this. Yeah, maybe you can shed some light on that.
There obviously there's still up and coming studies around this, and you are correct in that there are studies that say one thing and then another studies that says another thing. The reality is that we're all chasing health and longevity through multiple aspects. And believe it or not, the sort of the science behind it is one of the concepts is lowering that insulin levels, making sure that you don't have insulin resistance, understanding that, we are trying our best to stay away from processed foods, that we are exercising, that we are, managing stress, getting plenty of sleep. That's really the answer to health and longevity. Those who choose medications are essentially treating insulin resistance. So it's a mechanism. But there are other mechanisms to lower that insulin resistance without the use of a medication. Yes, these medications do have a long-term safety profile, but I've just never been a medication person. And so, yeah,
Sorry, no,
so
I think that's a really great point. I mean, I'm generally someone, I'm rather adventurous when it comes to trying different supplements, like let's try ashwagandha, let's try this and that. But this is something where I would still be very cautious. Also, because as you mentioned, the interference with insulin, and while of course, yes, we want to make sure we're regulating our blood sugar well, I also don't think enough people realize that we in fact need insulin, and we in fact especially if you want to grow muscle, if you want to grow and keep that lean body, you need to have a good response to insulin, or we want a really good release of insulin as well. So I could almost imagine if you're quote unquote microdosing with it long term and so on, that there might also be some negative implications in the sense of your muscle mass or other things. That's just my thought process.
yes, absolutely. And then, like I said, there are so many natural ways to regulate your insulin. So, there are just things to take into consideration, if you get into something advanced as a medication. But ultimately, like I said, it doesn't matter, medication or not, blood work or not, nutrition and exercise is always going to be my prescription of choice.
Love that. Absolutely. I think you have painted such a wonderful overview of what we should really be thinking, who should be thinking about it, who should not be thinking about it. If thinking about it, certainly making sure you're working with a medical professional, for example, someone of your team in at Rx Protocol, because you are going to have to ensure that you're addressing nutrition, exercise, and more, most importantly, or maybe as an umbrella, your mindset and your behaviors and beliefs at the same time. So yeah, thank you for painting such a wonderful picture for us. I would love to know before I let you go, because I want to make sure I respect your time, but do you have any last words of advice or tips or whatever for anybody who wants to lose weight out there?
Yes, thank you for asking. I'm here to provide patients hope. I know that there are listeners out there that who have given up a million times, sit in bed at 10 o'clock at night, struggling, suffering, seeing everybody else losing weight except for them, and waving the white flag. And that is not the case. And again, not that medication is the answer, but fast forward to today, we have so many resources available. You just have to be with the right professionals who can guide you on customizing your health plan so that you can be sustainable. But 100% hanging out with me, we're very scientific, results oriented, but we have such a holistic approach. Just make sure that you know when you are ready, that's the time to, take a chance. But just realize that we have so many means to get you, the hopes and dreams that you've been looking for.
That's so wonderful. And I think people need to hear that because often in now in this day and age, we think we get extra points for battling through something on our own. It needs to be as hard as possible. And I can do it. I don't need any help. But in the end, whether it is someone requiring actual medical weight loss, like with yourself or nutrition coaching or whatever, you're going to get to your goal faster and in probably a healthier and in a better way. So I love the message that you're spreading. Truly, thank you so much, Dr. Angela Tran. I will make sure I put all your links and handles in the show notes, also for medical weight loss, MedFit, etc. So thank you for your time. I truly appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
I hope you enjoyed my conversation with Dr. Tran. Thank you so much for tuning in. Go and give us both a follow on Instagram or YouTube. And one more thing before you go, if you are looking for premium supplements, our partner, Fat Muscle Project, has got you covered. Head to their website for the best protein powders, creatine, vitamin D, and more, and feel free to use our code NCL at the checkout. Thank you for listening, and don't forget, life is too short to be in a body you don't feel good in.